My mother had said many times she thought I got mixed up in the hospital with some Indian kid.
Roger Keyes helps his wife run Carol's Restaurant in Otobolt, a cafe decorated with Native American art and artifacts.
It's what I'm interested in. They call me Chief.
Roger told us about the Omaha Indians. They once lived and hunted in western Iowa. Lewis and Clark encountered them along the Missouri River. At their 1983 powwow just across the river in Macy, Nebraska, the tribe was presented with spiritual music their ancestors had recorded on old wax cylinders.
In 1980, we discovered these recordings in boxes.
The Federal Cylinder Project even produced an album for the Omaha. Maria Lavigna spoke for the Library of Congress.
I hope every one of you learns them all, relearns them, and sings them forever.
This recording was made in 1895. The performer's English name is James Robinson, who was born around 1811. The song, Ritual of the Maize, covers the life cycle of corn and the springtime distribution of sacred kernels of red corn. Elsie Gilpin Morris will soon be 85 and is deeply moved by the resurrection of the ancient Omaha music and the lifestyle it represents.
It's very special because I think everyone is curious about just how things were the old days. That makes me feel sad.
This Hethushka grass dance song is from 1896. One of the singers is Francis LaFleche, the son of an Omaha chief and an ethnographer who made these wax cylinders, in collaboration with anthropologist Alice Fletcher. They worked together, making hundreds of Native American recordings, and she ultimately adopted him.
I think it's very, very important because I see it as a part of our identity.
Wainema Morris is a teacher and a member of the Omaha tribe.
And I think it's just makes up another aspect of who we are as who we are as Omaha people. It's as important as the language.
Women sang rally songs when warriors went out to protect their villages. This one was made 112 years ago.
Those would be like cheerleaders. It'd be to sing songs of you know, get out there, do your best, and of course come back, but be your bravest, don't be afraid of the enemy.
War songs featured high pulsating drums and dramatic action with warriors acting out combat.
Very stylized, very to convey emotion, and that's what ballet does. Basically, that would be the Indian ballet of bravery, courage, fear, and the war whoop at the end. It's just pure joy, pure happiness.
Today, the Omaha Nation consists of their 14-square-mile reservation on a picturesque landscape bordering the Missouri River, also the Blackbird Bend area on the Iowa side. Their 203rd annual powwow opens August 2nd. At the Omaha Indian Reservation near Macy, Nebraska, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.